relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
But they say they may allow me back in 2 years. No, I'm not too interested in that. They may allow me back in 2 years. We got to stop that. We can't let it happen. So unfair. They're shutting down an entire group of people. Not just me. They're shutting down the voice of a tremendously powerful, in my opinion, a much more powerful and a much larger group.
Yes, indeed. The president of the United States, Donald Trump. Can I say that? Like, make people heads explode. Are you watching? Zaki Poo, Media Matters. The 45th president of the United States in Greenville, North Carolina, addressing the GOP, saying they're trying to shut you down. And it's more than 74 million of you. But that's okay. Why? Because we have people who live in an alternate reality. Let's go from President Trump to a certain former senator from Illinois. This is at the Chicago Economic Council, Barack Obama's version of reality. Cut nine.
And now that same major political party being willing to initiate legislative actions across the country, where they're saying, we're going to let partisan state legislatures decide whether or not to certify an election. And
cut it there. Please, I hope you're watching on video, even if you're just listening on radio. This tells you how much of a fraud he is. He doesn't have a teleprompter. And listen to him stumble. A, he doesn't know the name of the GOP. I mean, he might be doing that on purpose. But the rest of it, it shows you. Harvard, oh yes. He was the editor of the Law Review. Yeah, right. Listen to the stumbling bumbler. I mean, look, Biden's got an excuse. He's got two brain aneurysms. He's senile. What is Obama's excuse? Sorry, I want you to just listen to the way this guy stumbles through a very simple discussion of voter fraud legislation in America. Sorry, Eric, play that again.
And now that same major political party being willing to initiate legislative actions across the country, where they're saying, we're going to let partisan state legislatures decide whether or not to certify an election and institute voter suppression measures that are directly targeted, for example, at cities in those states, so that there is a different set of rules for how votes are counted in Atlanta versus how they're counted in the rest of Georgia. That's the kind of dangerous behavior that we're going to have to push back on. And
what is a legislative action when it's at home? Does he mean laws? Didn't this man teach constitutional law? Although there's no record, there's not one syllabus. There's nothing, no evidence that he ever taught that. There is a photograph of Obama, one, the only photograph you can find of him teaching, where he is on a chalkboard, writing up the framework of Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. That's not constitutional law. So I guess that's why he doesn't know that legislative action is a law. And he has problems with what? Did you hear what he said? State legislatures certifying elections. You mean the way the Constitution says they should? Did this man ever read the Constitution? Ever read the Constitution? I'm just curious. Let's ask one of his fanboys. Michael in San Francisco has called in. Welcome, Michael.
Well, if there actually had been any voter fraud, then these laws might have something to do with voter fraud. But there wasn't. Everyone knows that.
Oh, do they? Is that why 30% of Democrats in a poll said that there was fraud? Is that why, Michael? Are you a fascist? Do you say 30% of Democrats aren't allowed to have that opinion?
Michael,
you've got to try harder. You can't call into a show unprepared. It's like coming into the exam room not having learnt anything.
What was that poll? I'm curious.
What do you mean, what was that poll? Look it up before you come back on this show.
Oh,
look it up. Goodbye, Michael. Goodbye. Goodbye. 30% of Democrats think that the election was fraudulent. And that's your party. This is the level of imbecile that we have on the left. That they think they can come on a show in front of millions of people and say, well, no, that didn't happen. Just like Jen Psaki says, well, we didn't have democracy for the last 4 years. By the way, Jen, we're not a democracy. We're a republic. Perhaps you don't know that either. Now, you don't bear the title of former constitutional law professor, but you are the White House press secretary. So maybe you should know what America is. Try harder next time, Michael. Let's go to something just as egregious. This is a man who once upon a time, well, he was a liberal, but his book on Bin Laden and the Twin Towers and September the 11th was better than most. His name is Lawrence Wright. But now he's gone, what's the phrase? Totally tonto. He has a different version of reality when it comes to the last year and the role of Anthony Fauci. I guess Lawrence Wright has a problem with the truth about these emails being released. Video cut 10, play cut.
I think about it a lot, and it's very disturbing to consider that hundreds of thousands of lives might have been spared if there had been a higher standard of leadership in charge of this effort.
Hundreds of thousands of lives could have been saved if Donald Trump hadn't been president? Such as what? Nancy Pelosi? The woman who, after there had been a COVID outbreak, said, come down to Chinatown and let's have a party. That kind of leadership, Lawrence Wright? Or the kind of leadership of, the man who bears the title of president today, who said that when Donald Trump shut down air travel in January from China, from Wuhan to America, that man called it xenophobic hysteria. Should we have kept travel open for the whole of the year? How many lives would have been saved if more infected individuals came into America as opposed to the actions taken by President Trump? And how about this, Lawrence Wright? How about a real question about lives being saved? When Donald Trump said that hydroxychloroquine, the medicine I took after I contracted COVID, is a game changer. It's cheap, it's effective, and it's generic. When your fellow Democrats, Lawrence Wright, declared war on hydroxychloroquine to such an extent that one of my colleagues at Salem, who had a valid prescription for a drug that's been around since the 1950s that we issued to our GIs in Vietnam when he had a valid prescription, had to go to six different pharmacists in California before someone would actually fill his prescription. Why? Because governors and local authorities tried to ban its use in America. For what reason? Did it suddenly become dangerous after 70 years of being prescribed? Not across America, across the world, in Africa especially, which is very interesting that where it's an over-the-counter drug for malaria has led to a result, if you look at the world map for COVID infections, to a continent the size of Africa being almost COVID-free. Interesting, Lawrence Wright. How many lives were lost because hydroxychloroquine wasn't administered to infected Americans? Why? Because Donald Trump said it could work. That's on your conscience, Lawrence Wright. You hack. Do you even care about the truth? Don't answer that question, because America knows the answer. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is the Salem Radio Network, and you're listening to America First. Relief Factor, 100% drug-free pain relief that actually works. How do I know that? I don't need talking points. I don't have a script. I've lived it now for more than 2 years. I had a lower back pain issue that had plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor. 2 weeks later, I was pain-free, and I'm still pain-free today. But it's not just me. It's tens of thousands of Americans like Debron from Massachusetts. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I am feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. That could be you. That should be you. But there's only one way to find out. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Order the 3-week quick starter pack right now for the nominal sum of $19.95. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Debron, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Do it today. Call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. You know it makes sense. You've waited long enough. Just do it today. You deserve to know. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
America First.
Can you believe it? They are saying that they don't agree with America First. How do you say that?
Magnificent.
We're just 12 kids away, guys. I just checked the webpage. 12 children from our target with the Angel Tree camps, the prison fellowship ministries. These are children who've lost a mother or father to the prison system, who feel vulnerable, who feel ashamed, and you can help break the cycle and get them to a safe Christ-centric summer camp this summer with a donation of any amount, but $200 pays for a child for a whole week. We're 12 kids away. Can we do that? Come on! By the end of the hour, please make a donation today. $1,000 is 5 kids. Imagine, we just had three of you donate $1,000. We've hit our target. 70% of these children end up in prison themselves. But you can help break the cycle. Make a donation today in any amount by going to sebgorka.com and clicking on the Angel Tree banner at the very top. You can call them directly on 888-206-2794. That's 888-206-2794. or SEBGORKA, sebgorka.com, and the Angel Tree banner at the very top. Make a difference today. Okay. I want to lead you down a path into a maze, which is a wilderness of mirrors. And we are going to go increasingly crazy. Okay, we're going to go from crazy leftist to nutso psycho. Okay, with three different cuts. Okay, let's actually do it. So hang on, Eric, as opposed to the original plan. Let's start mildly, okay? It's kind of veiled totalitarianism, but it's amusing. You remember how we've been told for over a year now, cancel culture doesn't exist. Doesn't exist. Here is 60 Minutes Australia. So it's the Australian version of 60 Minutes, interviewing somebody called Ash Sarkar, okay? Now, you don't know who she is. I'll explain who she is after the cut. She's a British former politician. Young, okay, but she's retired from politics, I guess. And they're asking her about cancel. What is cancel culture, really? Remember, we've been told doesn't exist. People don't get cancelled. This is Ash Sarkar, Australia 60 Minutes, video cut 13, play cut.
I don't think that the problem matches up to the scale of news coverage, conversation, and moral panic that's around it.
Now, come on. Dr. Zeus is gone with the wind?
So I think those things aren't examples of cancellation. What we see are really important literary texts, whether it's children's literature or a piece of cinema that is absolutely iconic, being interpreted and critiqued in different ways. That's not an attack of freedom of speech. That's actually in the spirit of academic interrogation and freedom of speech itself.
Oh my gosh, that's just so perfect. That's so perfect. So cancelling something is in the tradition of freedom of speech. Chad, did you hear that? Is that good?
Yeah, so you summarized it accurately, but what I'm trying to square here is that what she doesn't mention is that, you know, you can't buy these things anymore.
Right!
Right? You're not going to have an intellectual conversation
it's
about something
criticism.
You can't watch.
No, yeah. It's criticism. Not being able to buy it is criticism in the tradition of freedom of speech. Isn't that beautiful?
I mean, if you want to, you know, create some sort of totalitarian structure, then yeah, it's gorgeous. Absolutely.
Okay, so you need to know who this woman is. Ash Sarkar. Okay, there's lots of great videos on you know, YouTube about her. She is described, this is great, this is Wikipedia, as a libertarian communist. Okay, libertarian communist. And then a contributor to The Guardian, of course, and The Independent. And the best of all, at the bottom, it goes, personal history, personal life. She's a Muslim. Now, I know a little bit about Islam. I've actually read the Quran. Libertarian and Islam, A, doesn't work. Communist denies God, but you're a Muslim communist. That's delicious. Okay, let's go on. Let's go to creepy. Let's go to, this is what I wanted to play last week. This is from a valedictorian speech at Lake Highlands School by somebody called Paxton Smith, who threw away her script and spoke about this instead. Pick up.
Before they have the chance to decide if they can take on the responsibility of bringing another human being into the world, that decision is made for them by a stranger. A decision that will affect the rest of their lives is made by a stranger. I have dreams and hopes and ambitions. Every girl graduating today does. And we have spent our entire lives working towards our future. And without our input and without our consent, our control over that future has been stripped away from us.
No, it hasn't, by the way. It's very simple. You don't want to have the baby? Don't get pregnant. Don't use the murder of an unborn child as a version of contraception, you stupid little heinous girl. You don't have control over your body. How many heads does your body have? Oh, it's got two, has it? How many legs? Four? Because guess what? When you're pregnant, it's not your body. Paxton Smith. It is another body inside your body, and murdering it can never be right. And then the story of the day. Allegedly, we only have the audio. Allegedly, there's video of it. And the subject of this audio would like to have it released. Incredibly, she is Dr. Aruna Kilanani, who is a psychiatrist who really should be lying on the couch, not listening to the people on the couch, who is speaking at Yale about, you know, race relations. Play cut.
White people make my blood boil. I had fantasies of unloading a revolver into the head of any white person that got in my way, daring their body, and wiping my bloody hands as I walked away relatively guiltless.
So, in case you found it hard to listen, I have fantasies of unloading a revolver into the head of any white person that got in my way, burying their body and wiping my bloody hands as I walked away, relatively guiltless, with a bounce in my step. Psychiatrist. Talking at Yale. Let's end this segment with my old boss. Video cut 7, play cuts.
The survival of America depends upon our ability to elect Republicans at every level. Starting with the midterms next year, we have to get it done. We have to get it done. We have no choice, actually. We have to get it done. Together, we're going to defund our freedoms. You just take a look at what's happening. We have to defend our borders. We have to do all of these things. And the cancel culture, the defunding culture, the defending culture, and they defend the wrong things. We're not going to let it go any longer. We're going to stand up for our values. We have to stand up for our values. And we're going to take back our country, and we're going to take it back at a level that is very, very good.
Whether it's the regular Hellcat or whether it's the compensated RDP with that miniature red dot, I love them all. How did it take so long to invent a factory compensated subcompact 9mm? Well, guess what? Springfield did it, and I'm a huge fan, and I'm Sebastian Gorka.
The Hellcat from Springfield Armory is still the smallest, highest capacity micro compact in the world. Available in standard or optics ready configurations, the class leading capacity of the Hellcat gives you 11 plus 1 with the standard magazine and 13 plus 1 with the included extended mag. The definitive concealed carry pistol is here. The Hellcat from Springfield Armory gives you the capacity to defend.
Sense out of today's nonsense. Here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Are you proud of America? Do you believe in America First as much as I do? If you do, fly the flag of America First. Check out our new store, SebGorkaStore.com, for all your America First gear and also signed copies of all my books, Defeating Jihad, Why We Fight, and the War for America's Soul. That's SebGorkaStore.com, SebGorkaStore.com. What is going on with the American economy? Will we ever get back to where we were in the days of Donald Trump? Let's ask somebody who has the answers. She was there. She was in the crucible. She was representing the Treasury as its spokesperson, Monica Crowley. Welcome back to the Salem Radio Network.
Hi, Seb. So great to be back with you. Thanks so much.
Monica, is there anything that is not infrastructure today?
Well, apparently this show is infrastructure if you're a Democrat. Listen, of course they're trying to dress up yet another multi-trillion-dollar pig by putting lipstick on it and calling it infrastructure, just like the original nearly $2 trillion package that they passed early on during the Biden years, which is they called it COVID relief. And, of course, it was only something like 6 or 7% related to COVID expenses. So these are just multi-trillion-dollar packages that tick off endless left-wing wish list items that have nothing to do with what they tell the public it has to do with. And this is just all about re-engineering the U.S. economy and reshaping it, what Obama called the fundamental transformation right. of the nation.
Right. You had to ruin my Monday there by bringing him up. But we're going to actually play a clip from the former Illinois senator in the next segment. But on this issue of the state of the economy now, so our new colleague here at Salem, Trish Reagan, and I were supposed to speak at an event, and not in one of the Democrat states. It was actually in Florida. And shock of shocks, we had to postpone the event last week. And I've been experiencing this on my travels to Arizona and elsewhere. The hotel where they wanted to hold the event, Monica, can't hire enough staff to actually run the hotel. When did it become, you know, hard to understand that giving people free money to stay at home means they want to stay at home, Monica?
Yeah, you know, the story that you just recounted about that hotel in Florida, that's one of countless stories around the country of businesses of all sizes that cannot hire staff. Why? Because the government is paying these folks more to stay at home or to stay at home slash have a side hustle while collecting these enhanced unemployment benefits, $300 a week extra just from the feds on top of the state unemployment benefits that goes through Labor Day. People and businesses are economically rational, Seb, right? I mean, the laws of economics are in concrete. There's no tinkering around with the laws of economics. And if someone is paying me more to do X than to do Y, of course I'm going to do X. So what we have now seen is that 25 Republican governors, including the very liberal Republican governor in the state of Maryland, Larry Hogan, has now either ended those enhanced federal UI benefits or have already terminated them. And so what you're seeing is in those red states, the unemployment numbers are coming way down. People are going back to work versus the deep blue states like California, Illinois, New York, where the unemployment numbers remain elevated because people are collecting the enhanced unemployment benefits and not going back to work. And you know what? The folks who are really bearing the brunt of all of this are small businesses.
Yes.
Because they are so reliant on people to come and work for them versus big businesses. And those small businesses bore the brunt of the economic impact of the pandemic to begin with. So it's almost as if the left and the Democrats are deliberately trying to squash small business in this country because they're not as controllable as big business with the whole woke agenda.
Well, that's a very interesting concept. Small businesses that employ half of the Americans working in America prior to the China virus hitting, they cannot be controlled like the big corporations. We're talking to Monica Crowley. Follow her right now, at Monica Crowley. We are broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios.
When somebody says, like the person you just mentioned, who I'm not going to advertise for, that he's going to bring all these jobs back. Well, how exactly are you going to do that? What are you going to do? There's no answer to it. He just says, well, I'm going to negotiate a better deal. Well, how exactly are you going to negotiate that? What magic wand do you have?
What is that intonation he's using? Is he in the hood? Is he trying? I mean, he's at a town hall debate. Do you remember that guy? Monica Crowley mentioned him. We brought him up, and he said, "What do you mean a deal? What you mean like the thousands of deals he's negotiated in the last 50 years as one of the most successful magnates in the toughest real estate market in the world in New York? You mean those kind of deals? What kind of want does he have? Well, clearly he had some kind of want, because by the time the China virus hit, the U.S. economy was the biggest it had ever been. Welcoming her back to America First, forever a happy warrior, former Assistant Secretary of the Treasury, Monica Crowley. Look, I'm not some highfalutin economist. I haven't built massive gold towers across the world or golf courses, but I think it's pretty easy. I mean, tell me if I'm wrong. If government gets out of the way, if you don't have massive regulation, then things tend to flourish, don't they?
Yes, Seb, like I was saying, the laws of economics are pretty firm. You can't really tinker with them all that much. They're pretty hard and fast. And what Donald Trump knew was that if you do certain things, you will generate a booming, thriving economy that will benefit every American. And he delivered it. He delivered it through four key pillars: tax cuts, giving Americans more of their own money back; regulatory relief, lifting the regulatory burdens off of businesses of all sizes so that they could actually operate without the government on their back; fairer trade deals, so that we had a more level playing field for America's workers and businesses and farmers and fishermen; and unleashing our great energy sector to make us energy independent, which in fact we achieved. So while Biden and the Democrats for decades have been talking a good game about their desire to reduce the wage and wealth gap, you know, income inequality, reducing poverty, reducing unemployment, in 4 short years, Donald Trump actually did those things. And you know who benefited the most? The little guy.
Yeah.
The little guy, minorities, America's middle-class families, folks who had been disadvantaged, who the Democrats constantly say that they're out there championing. Bull. Donald Trump actually instituted the policies that helped those folks, including lower-income workers, the most.
And if I don't want to... I don't want to be a chicken little here. We're talking to Monica Crowley. Follow her right now. She's got 476,000 followers. Come on, guys. That's almost 500,000. Do what you're supposed to do.
By the way, Seb, I had more until Twitter started flushing our followers.
Well, of
right?
course. Well, of course. That's what they do. Let's get her back out there. Follow her right now at Monica Crowley, former spokesperson for the Treasury under Donald Trump. Monica, paint us a picture, if you will. What happens if, Lord forbid, the fake infrastructure bill goes through, more trillions and trillions of taxpayer dollars wash across the country, the Fed keeps doing what it's doing, regulation continues, the woke corporations bend the knee to the Biden-Harris administration, what could the life of the average American look like? What could the national economy look like by the end of this administration in 3 years' time?
Well, it's actually too horrible to contemplate, because the American economy will crash and burn if all of the spending is pushed through and the higher taxes and massive regulations that Biden is proposing, if they get through as well. Think about it this way. 1 year ago, the American economy began to reopen from the most acute stage of the pandemic. Donald Trump then presided over the fastest economic recovery from any crisis on record. Why? Number one, because we put in all of these innovative and very effective policies to get us through the acute period of the crisis. But more importantly, when we started to reopen a year ago, all of those pro-growth, pro-worker Trump policies kicked back in. So we saw tremendous growth last year, and Biden inherited the Trump recovery. What you are now seeing is that the brakes are starting to be tapped on it, even ever so slightly. You're seeing inflation as a clear and present danger. You go fill up your tank. You go to the grocery store. You see the inflation.
Yeah.
Okay, a half a pound of tuna salad cost me over $11 in New York City the other day. And I know it's New York City, but the inflation is everywhere. If now they go ahead and add on top of the $6 trillion annual budget, the additional $4 trillion on top of that that they want to spend, the inflation that you will see in this country will be so extreme that it will be an unrecognizable economic situation. They raise taxes, you're going to get sluggish job creation, if any at all. You're going to see sluggish wage growth, if any at all. You're going to see growing income inequality and, of course, jacked up deficits and smothering debt. In other words, exactly what we saw during the 8 years of President Obama, where Biden was the vice president. We have seen this movie before, Seb. We know how it goes and we know how it ends. And we're going to need another savior at the end of this 4-year Biden-Harris term.
We are. And I think I know his name. Sorry, tuna salad is good. But tuna salad that costs as much as filet mignon, even when you're in New York. There's something wrong about that. And it is an indicator of just how out of control this economy already is. It's not rocket surgery, as they say. It's very simple. It's about incentives. That's what happens when you incentivize people to stay at home and the Fed doesn't do its job. Follow her at Monica Crowley. I'm Sebastian Gorka. God bless you, Monica. This is America First. I want to see $500,000 for Monica. Come on. By the end of the show, you've got, what, 9 minutes? Let's do it. ReliefFactor.com. Order your 3-week quick starter pack. Find out if this is the answer for you. If you've tried everything else, it very well could be. It was for me and for tens of thousands of others who are literally getting their lives back today, liberated from everyday pain. Like Yvonne from California. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and are so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. Just those words, pain-free. What would you give to be in a position to use those words? Well, there's only one way to find out, and it's incredibly simple. Do it today. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com, or you can call them on 800-500-8384. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you, like it works for me, Yvonne, and thousands of your fellow Americans. You know it makes sense. What have you got to lose except the pain? 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Portions of today's program are brought to you by Prison Fellowship.
You know what? Children in the school system, children like other children, they don't look at color. Black and white children, Hispanic children, you know why they get along? Because they don't look at each other's color. So you're the racist. Not them. Not us. You're judging and dividing. You're causing segregation. Everything that we fought for, everything that I fought for years. So you have the right to stand here and tell me I'm not allowed to mention a name when the person, the Mr. Barry and Miss Cyrus themselves, you have ELA teachers giving out assignments on police murder to police are bad. You want the proof?
Okay.
Because we have it.
That's the question. Chad, can I play that woman's clips every day for a long time?
As long as you want, sir.
Because they're good on that.
They're great. They're great. She has a certain fire. You know, it's that certain type of East Coast fire that I think that I'm not used to as a West Coast person, but You know, people
does
love it.
Does it bother you?
No, it doesn't bother me at all. It's just rather intimidating.
It is. It is. But look, she's from New York. That's the kind, I think there's a little bit of New Jersey in that lady. That's Tatiana Ibrahim, who's talking at the Carmel School District meeting. We played many, many cards from her on Friday. We'll be playing more tomorrow and the day after. Why? Because that's the future, my friends. It's easy for me. How easy is it for me to do what I do? Very. Why? Because my parents lived it. First fascism and then communism. And they were persecuted, truly tortured, put in prison. That's my father's story. You can read about it. Every book I've written, I dedicate, I have a chapter because it explains why I believe what I believe and why I do what I do. But if you're born in America, it's a very different story to see what's happening with the clarity of an immigrant who comes from a family that experienced true communism, true socialism, and fascism. So that's why it's all the more impressive. We've got to find that lady, Tatiana. It was great to have Corey on this show, Corey Yeshua, on Friday, with his little darling daughter, Royalty, 6 years old, and they said, stop CRT now, stop critical race theory. They were born here. What does that mean? It means America is waking up. It means, here's the good news. Yes, we can get depressed. Oh my gosh, what are they teaching in the schools? What are the corporations doing? What's happening on social media? Okay, but here's the good news, guys. They've gone too far. They've overstepped the mark. The overreach has resulted in a reaction. It's the cat. Their actions, their fascistic actions, have been the actual catalyst for people like Tatiana, Corey, Royalty, and all the others. How about you? I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Keep your head in a swivel. Watch your six. Hold the line. Never give up. Never give in. And above all else, now when they want to provoke you, stay frosty.